Another note, former Fed Chair Paul Volcker died today at 92. We're going to have more on his legacy elsewhere in the program. But right now, we say goodbye to Big Bird's best friend, Carol Spinney, died Sunday at 85. For almost 50 years, Spinney inhabited both the trash can dweller Oscar the Grouch and the 8-foot-2 big yellow bird with the innocence of a child, Sesame Street's Big Bird.
Well, I'm not all alone. Why, there's Gordon and Susan.
But they're not birds like we are.
I know, but they're nice people.
But you should have a home and a family.
Well, I am home. I like it here on Sesame Street.
Jim Henson created the Muppets, but Carol Spinney gave two of them life. In 2003, he stopped by to talk about his memoir, The Wisdom of Big Bird and the Dark Genius of Oscar the Grouch, Lessons from a Life in Feathers.
I read in your book that Big Bird started out as kind of a local yokel. And when did he become a child?
Well, it wasn't long that he was a local yokel. Jim Henson had personally discovered me doing my own show called Pickle Puss and Friends. To me, it was like if I was a drummer, he'd say, I've got a little band from Liverpool. Would you like to be me drummer then? And it was Jim Henson asking me. I couldn't believe it. He built the bird around me, and he asked, I asked him, what is he like? And he said, gee, I've been thinking of him as a puppet, but I haven't thought who he's going to be. He said, well, maybe it's like a nice, amiable, goofy guy like Goofy, Mickey Mouse's pal. And we weren't doing the show very long before I said, you know, I think it'd be better if he were a child, because he's trying to learn the alphabet, and he wanted to join a bunch of little kids in a daycare center in one of our scenes. And I said, I don't think you'd want him there as Goofy, but I think he might be there as a child who hasn't learned much yet, even though he's 8 feet two.
I also just worship Jim Henson, and his passing was just horrendous. And so I was devastated to read that he wasn't all that sentimental about
the characters.
Well,
I'm almost sorry I put it that way, because it sounds like he was cold. There was nothing cold about him. He just was he was a true genius.
But he was surprised that you talked to the puppets,
well, I guess I'm a little silly maybe, but Ernie, he had to drop on the floor because he had a quick change to another puppet. And so Ernie was in his way, and he kind of shoved him aside with his foot. And I picked Ernie up and said, gee, Ernie, he didn't mean that. And he said, why, are you sentimental about the puppets? And I said, well, yeah, I guess if the character that you build for them eventually becomes quite real to you.
Yeah. And does that say something about you and what you brought to Big Bird, because you've said that the most important component of Big Bird to you is compassion.
Well, that's what I've kind of developed. He became the child, and he was kind of sweet and amiable, but he also was able to get angry and pout and do all the things that kids can do. But one day, actually, I was walking back from Sesame Street, and this little old man, he looked kind of upset, and he was standing there, and I said, is there anything wrong, sir? And he said, well, I haven't been well, and I'm living alone. And if I fall, there's no one to take care of me. I said, well, would you like to take my arm? And I walked him a few blocks, and he thanked me. The next day, I just couldn't get it out of my mind, and I went to work the next day, and I suggested to one of our producers, couldn't Big Bird do something to teach compassion?
Yeah.
And she said, well, maybe you could just put it into his character. About 3 years later, reading a newspaper telling about the different characters, he said, and then there's the compassionate Big Bird. And I said, yes, success. I must have done something right.
And it is. It's Big Bird that cries with Mr. Snuffleupagus when they have discussion about whether or not they can have imaginary friends, turn out not to be imaginary. And it's Big Bird that cries when he learns that Mr. Hooper has died, and all the children watching learn. I'm getting a little choked up when I talk about it. You know, so it's Big Bird that brought those moments to us.
Yes, and it was, that was what I realized I'd gone a long way from just being, you know, I was Grandma Nellie the clown on Bozo Show.
Well, you know, it's the most amazing thing. Everywhere Big Bird is, you are. It's just the weirdest thing. And so I'm wondering, is Big Bird here now?
I'll see. Big Bird?
What is it?
Come here a minute.
Oh, hi. Who's this?
Hi, Big Bird. It's Robin.
Oh, hello, Robin. You don't look like a bird.
That's right. You're the bird. You're a big bird. How old are you?
Well, I'm 6 now. Bird years, though. Oh. Not quite the same as yours.
No. Well, Big Bird, I know you've been doing a lot of interviews along with your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Big Bird, what's the silliest thing people are asking you? Because people can ask the silliest things.
Well, this morning, somebody asked me all about what's my opinion about dating.
Oh.
I didn't know what that word means.
When they tell you about the birds and the... Oh, wait, you already know about the birds.
Yeah, I'm one of them. Oscar, get out of the... He's in your wastebasket. Oscar.
No.
Hey. Hey, look, I'm looking for good stuff in here. I love trash.
Hi, Oscar.
We all know that, Oscar.
Oscar, you know what I want to know? Oscar, are you really as grouchy as people say?
I'm a little grouchier than that. Particularly today, I got up on the right side of the bed. Oh. I hate that.
Yeah. Big Bird, how do you... You know, Oscar sometimes can be so grouchy, and, you know, he's making a mess right now in our garbage can.
Oscar, you're making a mess.
Good. How do you feel about that, Big Bird? Sometimes he's kind of rude.
Yeah, but he's nice. I kind of like most people. He just pulls lots of tricks on me. And he also calls me an overgrown bag of giblets. Hey, I'm glad to make you unhappy. Oscar, you want to make him unhappy? Well, not exactly. I like to frustrate the turkey. I'm not a turkey!
Okay, all right. No, we're not going to fight. Do you find yourself talking to Big Bird and Oscar a lot?
Yeah, I often feel that Big Bird is sort of like a little boy to me. I'm glad to know him. Mm. And he's not me. But yet I seem to feel I know him very well, and I have a very fatherly feeling towards him.
Yeah.
Me too? No, not you.
Well, we want to thank you for bringing him and Oscar to us. I mean, you know, it's funny. Some people have their inner child, and Big Bird and Oscar have their inner adult.
Yeah, I guess they do.
That's you. Thank you.
Well, it's nice to be here.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a rotten day.
Carol Spinney in 2003. He died Sunday at the age of 85. You know, I've spoken to presidents, but speaking to Oscar, highlight of my life. I'm not crying. You're crying.